This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
One of the oldest competitions at the Kentucky State Fair resumed this year after taking a year off because of COVID-19. John Ball from Nelson County heads up the rooster crowing contest.
We get 12 roosters from participants that come out of here from chicken. They can bring them from home. They're home roosters or whatever. And they put the roosters in the cage for 15 minutes. They crow. We have counters that count each crow. So whoever does the most crows become the winner of that contest that day.
Ball says the contest dates back to the start of the fair.
It's the oldest contest. The fair has been going on since 117 years, and due to COVID last year, we didn't get to do it. And, yeah, so, you know, people really doesn't know that.
Right.
And the fact that this has been going on, and we always have a good crowd.
He says this is actually his first year to serve as chair of the contest, but he has helped with it for many years.
I worked with the gentleman. He's raised up in Nelson County. He's back in years, knew him all my life, and I got to be coming down with my grandkids. We did chickens, rabbits, goats, and sheep. And so he asked, he says, I'm getting in bad health. He said, would your grandsons and you kind of help me out for a while?
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with five locations in Kentucky, Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Farmers face all sorts of risks in the course of their work. Machinery accidents, chemical exposure, unruly livestock, grain bin entrapment, severe weather, to name a few. One farm fatality is always one too many. And when a farmer is killed or seriously injured on the job, it's not just the farmer who's affected. Family members, employees, and business partners all suffer. Whether you're on the farm, on the road, or in the home, please take that extra step to protect yourself and those around you. A reminder from your Ag Edge.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Rooster crowing contest director John Ball says the record was set 3 years ago.
A little girl from Cox's Creek, Kentucky, brought her pet rooster from home. Her granddaddy gave her crowed 67 times at one. Then the next day, they asked me to count. He did 67 again.
He adds the small roosters are the most competitive.
2019, we had the one did 59 times. It was a little banty rooster, too.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.